Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This one, I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Hello, everybody. This is Jared Morningstar here, and you probably know me from my appearances here on the Bootleg Asylum radio show, as well as It Burns When I Pee. Well, I'm pleased to announce that I now have a solo gig as well. That's right, I am the host of the Hank and Shane Show, a great new internet radio show where you can expect to hear Hank Williams, Alice in Chains, and everything in between. We also feature a different artist or album every week, as well as my own unique commentary. The show airs every Wednesday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern Time on FlapDaddy.com, so tune in and enjoy. You can also find the podcast version of the show at section86.com. Right now, though, let's get back to my buddy Howard and the Bootleg Asylum radio show here on FlapDaddy.com.
Hey, man, this is Cousin Wild. We're calling. I just wanted to say thanks to you guys for rocking my stereo, man. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is flat-out badass.
Hey, y'all, this is BSA from the Texas Rifles. Beer raising and hell drinking with Howard on the Bootleg Asylum radio show. Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlapDaddy.com.
Yeah.
softly in your ear. But there's something I should tell you for you. Offer me the part. I'm just a lonely fool. Come to you with just half of a heart.
Catch me if you can. Hope you like the taste of dirt that ring on my right hand. Before you even get to me, you gotta get through my whole band. I'll never be a worthless lying politician, man. You won't catch me in no college class, rather live off of the land. See the devil's face, we made our peace and now I'm on the loose. I slipped out on your daughter like I slipped out of your noose. I ain't never been afraid of death. I've been kicked and shot and stabbed. I'm the best you've ever seen. I'm the worst you've ever had. The As far as staying here goes, girl, I think I'm gonna pass. Now, if that ain't country, I'll kiss her fucking ass. I'm a low-down, wound-up, road-bound man. Go ahead and chase me, sucker, catch me if you can. Hope you like the taste of dirt, that ring on my right hand. Before you even get to me, you gotta get through my whole band. I ain't no Romeo, I know, but I always get my fill. I'm just looking for another town, another crowd to thrill. I've kicked a few bad habits, and I've seen a few men die. All my friends are family, my family is my life. I've worked a few long hours, yeah, I've packed my share of steel. As far as selling out goes, I ain't even looking for a deal. Well, just so you know, I'm grateful for everything I've done. Everyone I met, and every song I've sung. Chase me, sucker, catch me if you can. Hope you like the taste of dirt, that ring on my right hand. Before you even get to me, you gotta get through my whole band. I'm a low-down, wound-up, road-bound man. Go ahead and chase me, sucker, catch me if you can. Hope you like the taste of dirt, that ring on my right hand. Before you even get to me, you gotta get through my whole band.
Anthony Allen of Sammytown Jones from New York City, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
not so hard. It's so hard to believe in anything anymore. You know what I mean? It's like religion. I mean, you can't really take it seriously because it seems so mythological and it seems so arbitrary. And then on the other hand, science, you know, it's just pure empiricism. And by virtue of it, of its method, it excludes metaphysics. And I guess I wouldn't believe in anything if it weren't for my lucky astrology mood watch.
Short medleys, some little blurbs, so to speak, of some of the songs that we've recorded, and other people have recorded them also. We're going to start with I dance every time you pull the string. I hurt every time you cause a sing. I cry when I say we're only friends. I know I'm right in the palm. Oh, it's trying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow no stronger if I live to be 100 years old. Lips make a smile on my face. Eyes don't let her see you shed a tear. Heart don't let her hear you skip a beat. And pride don't let her know how much I care. Don't let her know, don't let her know how much I care. Only you can make my dreams come true. Only you can turn my skies to blue. You and you alone can keep us far apart. Only you can break my heart. Only you can break my heart.
Yeah, that, my friends, that is old school country and blues right there. Of course, that's Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, recorded live in 1966, live at the Carnegie Hall in New York City. And at that time, Buck had so many number one hits, he couldn't possibly play them all during the concert. So they broke them up into medleys, and that was medley number one from the Live at the Carnegie Hall with Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Man, Don Rich and Buck Owens, man, what harmony did they have? Man, it's hard to, they fuse together. Those voices just absolutely awesome. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Time Radio Show right here at flapdata.com. I appreciate, as always, I always say this, I appreciate all you guys who hang out in the chat board with me, and man, the support is strong, and much respect to you guys. I certainly appreciate it. And right before that, we heard from Clinton Miller. Now, Clinton Miller, he's quite the eclectic artist, and he's a great guitar player, and he has a wide range of different musical styles. And the song I played there was off an album he put out in 2005. It's called 500 Years, and I played the last track off that, Hard Loving Woman. And like I said, go to ClintonMiller.com or MySpace/ClintonMiller. And check out more from this great guitar player and artist all around. He has, like I said, he has quite the eclectic taste in music and styles, and just a fantastic artist. And I wish him the best, and I hope you like that right there. Like I said, check out his album, 500 Years, released in 2005, and you won't be disappointed. Great stuff there from Clinton Miller. And right before that, we heard from the band Spiderbait from their album Tonight, All Right. Heard their cover version of the song Black Betty. And another eclectic band right there, and if you expect most of that album to sound like the cover from Black Betty, it really doesn't. They're kind of all over the map right there. But anyway, I really like that version that they do of Black Betty right there from the Tonight All Right album from Spiderbait. And straight out of New York City, we have Sammy Town Jones from an unreleased album he sent me here a couple years ago. I was putting together a music compilation from help with people on the Hank3.com cousin board. And Sammy Town sent me a couple tracks, and we played Downtown. And the other one was called No Show. Just fantastic artist, Sammy Town Jones. Go to his MySpace and check out more from Sammy Town. Bob Wayne and his Outlaw Carnies. Now, we all know him as he's been associated with Hank 3, but he's got his own deal going on. He's had it going on for a while with the Outlaw Carnies, and just a great stuff. He put an album out here a while ago called Blood to Dust, and off of that we played Road Bound. So check out more from Bob Wayne and his Outlaw Carnies on his MySpace, or just Google Bob Wayne and his Outlaw Carnies, and you're not going to be disappointed one bit. From the album Duchess of Hazzard, we heard from a band called An American Starlet, and a fantastic song. Man, I love that song. It's called Half a Heart. And again, man, these bands are out there everywhere, and they're just, you know, you got to kind of stumble across them, but man, it's just a fantastic band right there called An American Starlet. And like I said, the album's called Duchess of Hazzard. Just great stuff. And I started the night off a long time ago with the featured bootleg artist of the night, Alice in Chains, and from their 1992 album, Dirt, we played, of course, Man in a Box. And here later in the show, I'm going to be playing a nice long bootleg set recorded in 1992 in Canada from Alice in Chains. It's just a kick-ass, high-quality bootleg, and I know you're really going to enjoy that. I'm going to be mixing things up here a little bit tonight. This is usually the portion of the show where I start my bootlegs. As I said earlier, we're going to be doing the Alice in Chains Live from Canada, 1992. But we also do album reviews with Jared Morningstar every podcast. And this week we got a brand new album from the 1100 Springs released earlier this year. The album's called Country Jam. And I'm pretty excited about this album. I can't wait to get into it, so I wanted to move it forward. And Jared Morningstar is going to be on the phone with me here in a little bit. And we're going to be reviewing the album, like I said, Country Jam from 1100 Springs. But first, I'm going to play a track off of it right now. And then we're going to get into the review. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Sitting in a hotel bar 8 miles from our home, hoping I would find her sitting in her room alone, knowing that my hoping would all just be in vain, searching for a way around the pain. Feeling my mind sink into a deep dark place, thinking about the look she wore upon her lying face, fighting the fury breaking loose from my mind's cage, seeing red, the color of my rage. I drank 1, 2, 3 shots, the strength I was looking for. 4, 5, 6 kicks finally busted down her door. 7, 8, 9 times they begged to set them free, but the 10th time was all it took for me. Running down the hallway, flying past the hotel bar, wondering where it was exactly that I parked my car. Fumbling with my keys, wandering all around the garage, trying to get the hell out of Dodge. Opening up my door, happy that I'd found my car. Hearing a siren, man, it didn't sound too far. Punching the gas, busting through the parking gate, hitting the street 1 2-minute late. I heard 1, 2, 3 shots coming from the police guns. 4, 5, 6 miles, they had me on the run. 7, 8, 9 more, it was starting to get fun. But on the 10th, they took me down and I was done. Waiting in the courtroom for a verdict from the man, preparing to be locked away into the federal can. Remembering the last word she said before I fired my gun, feeling right for everything I'd done. Standing up to hear the sentence they were bringing down, smiling at their faces, every one of them a frown. Laughing as they said the words that were sending me away, telling me that I had to pay. They gave me 1, 2, 3 years for driving recklessly, 4, 5, 6 more just for being me. 7, 8, 9 years, but I never will be free, 'cause 10 to life in the penitentiary. They gave me 10 to life in the penitentiary.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs in this album. The album's called Country Jam. The band is 1100 Springs. And you're thinking, wait a minute, that sounded a little rockabilly to me for an album called Country Jam. Well, yeah, it is. And appropriately enough, that was track number 10 called 10 to Life. But the rockabilly part is not too unusual for the 1100 Springs. The two common denominators of the band 1100 Springs go way back to a Denton, Texas-based rock band called Red Devils. Matt the Cat Hillier, lead vocalist, guitarist, and primary songwriter, along with Steve Berg on upright bass and harmony vocals, left the Red Devils back in the early 90s to start up a very popular rockabilly band called Lone Star Trio. They got a lot of attention in the rockabilly punk scene from 1992 to 1996, when they disbanded the trio. Matt and Steve formed 1100 Springs in 1998, and now fast forward to 2008, with the release of their ninth album called Country Jam. And on the phone with me right now is Jared Morningstar, and we're going to be reviewing this album. And Jared Morningstar, once again, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Always glad to be back on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Well, we're glad to have you. And this brand new album, Country Jam, by 1100 Springs, and just wanted to get your thoughts on it, Jared.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I had a chance to listen to this album this week. This is my first introduction to the band, you know, mostly like how last review we did, was your introduction to the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Which is a great band, too.
Oh, it was. And this band in this album is just as impressive to me as that band was to you. I put it in, you know, again, new band to me. I played that first song, Texas Afternoon, and caught my attention right away. That song almost reminds me of a country version of Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road, which is one of my favorite songs. A lot of the same imagery, works out very well. I love the accordion work in it. And then what you get after that is you just get, and it's interesting that this band is from Texas, because you get just like a really great sample of all different kinds of Texas country music. You have the Bob Wills, Texas Swing, Wayne Hancock side in V8 Ford Boogie, and then their cover version that they do of Rocket 88. Great stuff. You get a little bit of Waylon Jennings in songs like I Never Crossed Your Mind and I'll Be Here For You, which is almost like a ballad in a Waylon mix, which is something that I've really enjoyed quite a bit. And then you get what I like, you know, and you like to call as well, we were just discussing this, a cross between Texas and the Bakersfield sound. A lot of Dwight Yoakam, Buck Owens type sounding songs on this record, and they all are very good. Very good rockin' type country songs. Songs like Every Time I Get Close to You.
Every Time I Get Close to You is a really good song. It has a little bit of a pop, maybe pop country flavor to it, but it's a great song.
Yeah, exactly. And a little bit, but you know, it's, I don't know, when it sounds good, it sounds good. And I actually thought it was a good follow-up to Texas Afternoon. Same thing with, you know, You Can't Hide From Your Heart. Good stuff. And it takes us, the Buck Owens, Dwight Yoakam's sound, and sometimes it does cool things with it, like the song Tend to Life, which you just played. Almost like, and it's no wonder that they chose that song, you know, the whole Tend to Life jail thing to mix with the Johnny Cash Boom Chicka Boom. The Johnny Cash Dwight Yoakam mix works out fine, and a lot of Texas flavor on the record. And you even have a couple of songs like the Don't Stop the Music, which is almost like a throwback even to the Roy Acuff, Hank Williams days.
That's, again, that's another one of my favorite songs. And every time I hear the opening to that with the fiddle, it just kicks it right off, man. Just a, you know, a country honky-tonking, you know, sad blues song.
Great honky-tonk song. So you got great honky-tonk on this record from all the way back. You could even say, you know, pre-1950s, you know, with the jazz swing stuff. You got honky-tonk music all the way from the 1930s or 1940s all the way to the stuff Dwight Yoakam's doing today. Great sample of honky-tonk music. This is, it was really a pleasure to listen to. I like this record a lot.
My first introduction to 1100 Springs was a couple years ago. Actually, I was putting together a smoking and drinking compilation, and I was asking people, of course, on Hank3.com cousin board there to send me, you know, submit songs that they like about smoking and drinking, and somebody... And it wasn't Mike Bowles, but somebody sent me the song Thunderbird Will Do Just Fine, which, you know, calls Thunderbird is that, you know, a cheap wine. And that was my only initiation into the 1100 Springs up until when Mike sent me this album here a couple, 3 weeks ago. And it's just fantastic, this country jam. Now, I've since listened to a couple of the earlier ones. I've heard Welcome to 1100 Springs, which was the first release in 1998, and a couple other ones. And I like this one the best.
Well, I'll tell you what, it would be a hard one to beat. You know, I've heard of 1100 Springs for a while.
Yeah, you were saying something about somebody had sent you a Hank Williams song. I think it's off of Bandwagon that was released in 2004.
Yeah, it's
It's funny that you mentioned that you first heard of them making the compilation, because that's when I had heard of them too. I was making a Hank Williams song, tribute song compilation, and that one was one that I had found. And I liked it then, but it's just one of those bands that kind of slipped through the cracks, you know. You know that they had a good song, a good sound, but for whatever reason, I didn't, you know, decide to look them up or check them out further. And now I'm kind of sorry I didn't, because this, if this is representative of what the rest of the music sounds like, then they're a great band, no question.
Yep, everything I've heard, I've liked so far. And now I've gotten most of my information off of Wikipedia and stuff like that, but I believe this is their ninth album since 1998. Which that's quite a few albums.
Did you say ninth album?
This is their ninth album as far as Wikipedia is concerned, since 1998. And I'll run them down real quick. 1998, they had Welcome to 1100 Springs. 1999, they had Alive at Adair's Saloon. And then in 2000, they had No Stranger to the Blues. 2001, Straighter Line. I guess they were on the Waylon Jennings Red River tribute compilation. In 2003, they had an EP released in 2003 called Broken Dreams, which is really good. I got a copy of that right here. And then they had they're on a Texas Unplugged Volume 1. So maybe this isn't their ninth official studio release, but they've been on, this is the ninth album that they've been, you know, had music released on.
That's pretty prolific, you know, yeah. Especially for a country band.
Yeah, they're pretty well known around the Texas area. And actually, you know, 1100 Springs, they've shared the stage with Willie Nelson, Charlie Daniels Band, Leon Russell, Dale Watson, Robert Earl Keen, The Derailers, Billy Joe Shaver, Hank Williams III, The Super Suckers, let's see, Reverend Horton Heat. Oh, yeah, and that hippie faggot pop country, Pat Green.
Oh, yes, yes.
Can't forget about him. And Jack Ingram. So, yeah, they've been around and they've opened up for quite a few popular bands. So, you know, a lot of people know them.
Certainly doesn't surprise me, you know. And I'm just surprised, you know, again, that they put out so much music. You know, it's easy for a pop country artist to release an album every year, a year and a half, because someone writes their songs for them, you know. But that's not the case with a lot of these artists, you know, to do their own work and write their own stuff. And
yeah,
not that much new music out there.
Yeah, the lead vocalist and I guess the primary songwriter is Matt Hillier. Then Steve Berg on upright bass, they're the common denominators. They go way back to the Lone Star Trio. And those two have been, like I said, the common denominators. Since the beginning, pretty good friends. They've been around since the early 90s. But, yeah, Matt Hillier is the primary songwriter, and I think he does a fantastic job.
Certainly does. Lyrically, it's good, and musically, it's excellent. So it's a winner. I think any year when we haven't necessarily had as many great country releases as we've had over the past couple of years, you know, you shouldn't miss out on this one if you like good country music, especially of the Texas variety. It's fantastic.
Exactly. And I just want to stress, you know, that as always, a lot of these bands that we do, these are, you know, this is like a regional band, and for them to put out an album of this quality, I think, you know, is just, you know, outstanding.
Just goes to show everybody that there is still good music out there. You might just have to look a little bit harder to find it.
Yep, damn good music. Well, this is the part of the show where we each pick a song off the album reviewed, and as always, I'll let you have the first pick, Jared.
Well, I think I'm going to go with the song that, you know, caught my attention right from the beginning. Let's do a little Texas Heavy Note.
Great. Yeah, that's a great starter to this album. And, you know, it's going to be hard because I Tend to Life I played earlier, and there's just a whole bunch to pick from here. And I know we talked about it earlier, and it wasn't one of your favorite songs, but I think I'm going to go with Don't Stop the Music because I like
it. Oh, fantastic. Actually, you know, that's the song I like a lot, so perfect.
Okay, Jared, well, I'll play those two songs, and once again, you know, I appreciate you coming on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show and doing these reviews with me, and I guess we'll talk to you next podcast.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, talk to you later, Jared.
You've been working at this place so long, it's changed your face. These long days have chased away your smile. Why don't you throw your apron down? Come with me, we'll paint the town. Anyways, taking orders never was your style. It's been more than a year or two since we both got out of school. Why we hung mystery. But if you just crawl inside, let me take you for a ride. We can talk about the way things used to be. Nothing else to do on a Texas afternoon, but let the radio play and we can keep each other cool.
just one of the many great songs on this brand new album from 1100 Springs. The album's called Country Jam, and I played track number 6 right there after the review. That was my pick, and I picked Don't Stop the Music, man. That's kind of reminiscent of a great honky-tonk blues number, maybe by Buck Owens or something like that, that era of music, just great stuff. And Jared's pick after the review was Texas Afternoon. Just the whole album's fantastic, and I led into this review here a while ago with track number 10, appropriately enough called 10 to Life. And like Jared said, that has that Johnny Cash, rockabilly style sound to it. And just anyway, the whole album is just fantastic. And if you want to hear more from 1100 Springs, go to 1100springs.com. That's 1100springs.com. Or go to their MySpace, 1100 Springs. Just fantastic stuff. And hats off to our good friend Mike Bowles for sending me this album here a while ago. And I certainly appreciate it, Mike. Just fantastic stuff. I've been playing the hell out of it. It's been in my car. It's been in my computer. It's been in my stereo. And man, this is fantastic stuff, and I really appreciate it, as well as the earlier albums. And you know, I'm going to be playing more of this on my podcast to come, and just fantastic stuff. Hope you found something on there you liked. Well, like I said earlier, I switched things around a little bit tonight. Usually by this portion of the show, I would have already had my bootleg artist of the night taken care of, and we might be getting into the album review, but I wanted to get to that 1100 Springs earlier, so I started the night off with that. And still to come here later in the show, I got the Alice in Chains bootleg, recorded in 1992 in Canada, and it's a fantastic sounding quality bootleg set from Alice in Chains, so look forward to that here coming up pretty soon. But right now, I'm going to get back into the music, and I'll talk to you in another set of these. You're listening to the Bootleg of Sound Radio, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
I'm walking.
wanted to break into the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show here for a minute to remind everybody who's been downloading or listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show podcast at section86.com or on iTunes that you can catch the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live every Friday night from midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time at flapdaddy.com. At flapdaddy.com, not only is it like a much quieter MySpace environment, it also has options for anyone who wants to put on their own TV show, radio show, or a mixture of both, or basically any type of show that you'd like to, and then you broadcast your own show anytime you want using the flapdaddy.com media encoder. So hop on to flapdaddy.com, get your show set up, and start promoting it. It's that simple. Besides the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show here, you have LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X, playing half sides from albums 2 times a week, and an in-concert video show as well. You also have Misfits Radio, with your host Misfit138 playing local artists from around the Fenton, Michigan area, as well as great local artists from around the whole country. A couple other shows to look out for here at flapdaddy.com. You have The Rat with your host Tap Rat, playing full-length movies and Star Trek-related shows as well. Sports Corner with Larry, he wraps up the sports for the weekend and plays some great music toward the end of the show when he has time. And a brand new show here at flapdaddy.com is called The Hank and Chain Show, mixing all types of genres of music. Click the Live Shows tab at flapdaddy.com for showtimes and all the shows that I just mentioned. And if you don't find a show that you really like, make up your own damn show and show us how it's all done. That's what this site is all about. And thanks for all your support you give us to keep the good music out there. Now, back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, right here, of course, at flapdaddy.com.
Child.
recorded live at the BBC. Some vintage, man, great vintage old Led Zeppelin right there. I Can't Quit You, Baby. And right before that, we played some Government Mule songs called Monkey Hill. And another great band right there, man. Warren Haynes on guitar. Fantastic stuff. I hope you like that. Well, I'm going to get into the featured bootleg artist of the night tonight. That's Alice in Chains. I started the night off with the Alice in Chains song from their Dirt album, 1992, called Man in a Box. And this set here was recorded in 1992 as well in Canada. And it's just a fantastic sounding quality live bootleg from Alice in Chains. And I'm going to get into that right now. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is Alice in Chains Live right here on the Bootleg Sound Radio Show on FlatBaddy.com.
Oh,
Absolutely fantastic set from Alice in Chains right there, recorded in 1992 in Canada, and fantastic harmonizing vocals from Lane Staley, and of course Jerry Cantrell, just a fantastic band. Best era right there, I think, of Alice in Chains in 1992-93, and I hope you like that bootleg set. It's actually an official bootleg. not released by the band, but if you go on Google or whatever, search around and look for Alice in Chains and then type in Desert, and it's actually a 55-minute long bootleg set that someone put out. You know, it comes with a jewel case and everything like that. You can find it. It's like, say, it's an official bootleg, and you can check out the whole concert if you pick that up, and I played about 35 minutes of it right there. Anyway, I hope you like that. That's Alice in Chains, like I said, recorded in 1992 in Canada, and the band is still out there. Man, we lost Lane Staley in 2002, man, tragically at that. But the band's still out there kicking ass, man. They never really officially broke up. And right now they've been out touring with the vocalist William Duvall, getting ready to release their first album in 13 years from Alice in Chains, man. And I really look forward to what that's going to sound like. And best of luck to these guys. And like you say, I hope you like that bootleg set right there from 1992, recorded live in Canada, of Alice in Chains. Jared Morningstar, he has his own show now here at flapdata.com. He does reviews with me every podcast, like I said. And sometimes he's on Blake Clayton's section86.com show, It Burns When I Pee. But like I said, he now has his own show here at flapdaddy.com every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And he just plays great music. And this week, he also featured the band Alice in Chains. Jared and his brother Eric go much more in-depth into the band Alice in Chains. They're big fans of theirs, been fans for years. And like I say, him and his brother Eric, they really get into the band. And check that out at 686.com if you want to hear it. And look for the Hank and Chains show. And I believe it's show number 4. Anyway, they feature Alice in Chains on it. So check that out if you're an Alice in Chains fan. You can go no wrong with Jared and Eric. Their in-depth analysis of the band Alice in Chains, man. Great stuff. Well, like I said earlier, man, I don't want to waste too much time gabbing on here. I've got a lot of music to play, so I'm going to get back into that right now. And I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at flapdaddy.com.
Thank you. life. It's like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Baby, he's crying for me. As the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, lonesome as I can be. I know I'm walking after midnight out in the starlight. Searching for me.
Days go by.
Well, my daddy was a wise man. You know he raised me right. He said, son, I pray some matter you believe in. You better be willing to fight. I said, daddy, I don't believe in much. So little has my faith. But still I got my pride. And I got the right to say I'm proud I was born in America. Friends, you can take it to the bank. Cause that's home to Charlie Daniels, Leonard Skinner, and old Hank. Proud to be American. Yes, sir. Proud to be American. That's right. Proud to be American. Stars and stripes. Proud to be American. You can bet I fly my flag every 4th of July. Ice cold beer and barbecue are still sacred in my eye. I still believe in family. I still believe in God. And in flag-burning hippies, I believe they should be shot. I was born in America, friends. Let me tell you what that means. Liberty, life, and freedom. And you can never take that from me. American, yes sir, proud to be American, that's right, proud to be American, stars and stripes, proud to be American,
just another one of those kicking ass hard rocking Texas bands, man. That's Pump Jack. Proud to be an American, man. Check out more from Pump Jack under MySpace, and man, you won't go wrong with that. Dwight Yoakam right before that from his latest release, Dwight Sings Buck, a tribute to Buck Owens, his good buddy. And man, just what a fantastic fucking version of Tender Loving Care, Dwight Yoakam doing Buck Owens. Fantastic stuff. Right before that, we heard from Carmen Lee, and it's off a disc she sent me a while ago. Go to Carmen Lee 3, I believe, at MySpace, and check out more from Carmen Lee or carmenlee.com. Anyway, that was her cover version of Walking After Midnight. Just a fantastic artist, Carmen Lee is, and she's been supporting my show for quite a while. And, man, she's a great artist herself, and I wish her all the best. And check out more from Carmen Lee at her MySpace, and you won't go wrong there either as well. And right before that, we started off, of course, with Alice Cooper, man, from the Killer album. And I hope you like that. Well, that's about my show for tonight. I appreciate you guys, you know, hanging out in the chat room with me, like I said earlier, and everybody who's been taking time to maybe tune me in while you're browsing around the internet. Especially all the people who's been going to section86.com and iTunes and download my podcast. I certainly appreciate that. And thanks to Lefty X for his great lead in every week. He does LP Sides Only every Friday night from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time, right up to my Bootleg Asylum radio show starts every Friday. And man, Lefty puts on a great fucking show. And check his show out if you can at flatdata.com. Like I said, 9 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night, as well as 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on Tuesdays. Just a great show, LP Sides Only, with your host Lefty X. And once again, thanks to Jared Morningstar for coming and doing these album reviews with me. I'm going to end the show with a song of my dad's, recorded back in 1971, I believe, at a local bar down here. Just a, you know, it was never meant to be heard, really. It's just a little, probably a little reel-to-reel tape recorder stuck in a corner while the band was playing. So the quality isn't the best. Anyway, this is my dad's band, Roy Fox and the Country Blues. And I guess I'll see you guys next podcast. And once again, appreciate everybody's taking time to support my Bootleg Sound Radio show. And man, it's, you know, keeping this kind of good music out there. And that's all we're trying to do. It's all about the music. Well, again, I'll talk to you guys next podcast. You've been listening to the Bootleg Sound Radio right here, of course, at flapdaddy.com. Have a good couple weeks, everybody.
Couple out there.